Drinking water may be something we used to take for granted, but the Flint water crisis has raised awareness and concerns and probably put a lot of people on edge and wondering just what is happening with their drinking water. This is Lisa Berry, and the Ann Arbor Water Treatment Services Unit has just released its latest drinking water quality report. And joining us now is Brian Steglitz, Manager of Water Treatment Services for the City of Ann Arbor. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Overall, how should Ann Arbor residents feel about the quality of their water?
Ann Arbor has outstanding quality water. We've been and continue to be in compliance with all the federal and state drinking water requirements for all parameters, not just lead, but we have not had an issue complying with the requirements for lead in drinking water and are well below what the regulatory limits are.
Is that something you have always regularly checked for, is lead in drinking water?
The lead and copper rule was passed in the early 1990s, so since the early 1990s, yes, we've been testing the water for lead regularly.
And what is the level in Ann Arbor's drinking water?
Lead samples are collected in customers' homes. So we collect about 50 samples, and the rule requires us to have 90% of them below an action level of 15 parts per billion. And our limits in Ann Arbor, 90% of our samples are below 2, so we're well below the 15 parts per billion action level. And in fact, 100% of our samples are below that action level, so we feel very strongly that our water in the city is safe to drink.
You're also checking for other contaminants like fluoride, nitrate, coliform. How are those levels?
All of the analytical work that we do indicates that our water is well below any of the limits for all of those parameters. And you mentioned that our water quality report was just released. All of that data is included in the water quality report, so there's a tremendous amount of information in there, a lot of parameters that we're testing for on a regular basis, so our customers are able to go and look and see what the numbers are and see what the regulatory limits are for themselves, and it's available and easily accessible on our website, www.a2gov.org. That's the city's website, and then if you navigate through to the water department, there'll be a link to this water quality report.
Where exactly does Ann Arbor's drinking water come from?
We get our water from the Huron River primarily, about 85% of it, and then we also have a few wells located on the south side of town, so we blend surface water and well water, but again, primarily Huron River is our source water.
Are you adding something to that water or taking things out?
Primarily, we're taking things out. We have a fairly robust treatments process. Our raw water is quite hard, so removing hardness, which is calcium and magnesium, is a main part of our treatment process. So that's called softening. So we do a tremendous amount of softening at the plant. We disinfect using ozone and filter the water before it leaves the plant. We also do add one thing from a health perspective, and that is fluoride. So we add a little bit of fluoride to the water before it leaves for preventing tooth decay in kids primarily.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the dioxane plume. Does that impact Ann Arbor's drinking water at all?
It does not impact Ann Arbor's drinking water. We have been, at this point, the dioxane plume has not impacted the city's source water supplies, but it's something that we're continuing to watch and monitor, but currently it has not been an issue for us.
Brian Steglitz, Manager of Water Treatment Services for the City of Ann Arbor, says go get a glass, fill it up with ice, and drink up safely.
Thank you.